The seminar at the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa was titled The U.S. Presidential Election and Its Implications for Africa. The conclusion, Washington's foreign policy, whether under a President John McCain or a President Barack Obama, would be almost identical to that of President George W. Bush. U.S. political scientist Stephen Ekovich, a professor at the American University in Paris, was one of the main presenters. He says a study of the Democrat and Republican platforms shows a remarkable similarity.
I read both texts, and I had this strange impression that I read the same text twice. I read first Barack Obama's propositions for his Africa policy, then I read John McCain's, and I found a few differences in nuance. But in terms of the general themes and the general orientations, I had basically read the same text. Furthermore, I said, not only have I read the same text, I've read this text before. I've seen this before. Where did I see this before? I've seen this before because this is basically current American Africa policy. No difference.
Speaking to an audience of mainly African diplomats and intellectuals, Ekovich cautioned not to expect radical change if the man they call the son of Africa is victorious.
I think particularly maybe among your publics, there is a feeling that if it's an African-American president, there will be a dramatic change in policy toward Africa. But I will say this, an African-American president can be tougher on you than a white president. He can give you what Americans call tough love. He's going to be able to say, where another kind of president could not say, you know, my African brothers and sisters, you're just going to have to do a better job on corruption, on democracy, on reducing violence, policy areas here.
Professor Ekovich noted that Senator Obama has already shown a willingness to criticize African Americans for their perceived failings.
A white guy can't say that in America. But Barack Obama could. And if Barack Obama is somebody who can legitimately chastise his own African Americans, let's say that there's going to be a new style in Africa policy if it's Barack Obama, but don't expect that it's necessarily going to be something that you're going to enjoy hearing from a President Obama.
Ekovich pointed out that Senator Obama has referred to events in Sudan's Darfur region as genocide and said he would work to end it. The Democrat did not hesitate to criticize corruption in Kenya during a visit to his father's homeland. And like his Republican opponent, Obama favors increasing pressure on Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, accusing him of stealing the recent election and using violence against his own people. After hearing the presentation, Kenyan diplomat Michael Oyogi said he concluded that Africans could expect nothing new from the presidential election, whatever the outcome.
It means that not only the two of them, but even previous candidates and presidents of the U.S. really would not have, you would not decipher much of a change between those presidents and those that are going to come, the one that is going to come as a result of the forthcoming elections. We can conclude at this moment that the implications are a zero.
Participants say just the fact that this conference is being held indicates an unprecedented fascination, some might say an obsession, in parts of Africa with the U.S. presidential election. It suggests that, like never before, Africans will be waking up early on the morning of November 5th, or in some cases staying up all night turning on their radios and TV sets to hear the American people's verdict. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.